Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, the Giants play preseason game number 2. Pete Dott's all excited, and we are joined by Paul Dottino to talk some Giants. Paul, how you been?
Hey, very good to talk to you again, Evan. You know, we can put a man on the moon as a human race, but we can't get the cell phone signals very good at the Meadowlands to be consistent as they should be. I don't know why, but
it's amazing. Can't do it. That's the one thing in technology we have not been able to fully figure out, and that is executing perfect cell phone service. Someday.
But I'll tell you what, I know Coach Shermer's hoping for some nice execution out of his offense and defense tonight. Told us during the production meeting, as you know, he meets with the play-by-play right. guys the morning of every preseason game, told us that he wants his first-team defense not to give up a touchdown as they did on the first drive to Sam Darnold and the Jets last week. And then on the flip side, would like to see the running game get going because they did not run the ball very well against Gangrene, despite the fact that the passing attack went very well the entire night.
Speaking of the run game, are we going to see Saquon at all during the preseason, or will we expect a heavy dose of Gallman and Perkins and Rod Smith?
Well, Gallman's got himself a sore foot, and so I would not expect to see him in this game. Okay. And quite honestly, the way that Coach Shermer's been talking about Saquon Barkley, I'd be surprised if he takes a single snap during the preseason. He is very interested, that is the coach, of finding out what his depth chart at running back looks like. He'd love to get Gallman a bunch of reps, but again, with that sore foot, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. That means Paul Perkins is going to get a heavy dose. It means Rod Smith is going to get his share, and it means John Hilleman, the undrafted rookie free agent out of Rutgers, who had a concussion in the Jet game last week but has since returned to practice, is also going to get his turn tonight against the Bears.
What do you expect from the first-team offense and the quarterback, Eli Manning? Obviously, we didn't see much on that opening drive last week. Do you expect to see more from Eli, maybe more aggressiveness from Eli Manning?
I would think you're going to get at least two possessions out of the first-team offense, maybe even a full quarter if that's what it takes, depending upon, you know, the exchanges of possession and how the clock runs. I do think that coach wants to see more of those guys. After all, Eli is still working with a new right side of his offensive line. And, you know, they still want to find out what the receivers are going to be able to do with that first team unit. You know, Golden Tate lost his appeal, so he's not going to start the season with the team for that first month of that PED suspension. So I do think they want to get some more out of those lead guys on offense. At the same time, Coach Shermer's also made it clear he wants all four quarterbacks to play. So if you had to pin it down, I wouldn't be surprised if each of the quarterbacks in a perfect world gets a quarter tonight and probably the same order that they had last week. Eli, Jones, Tanny, Loletta.
What was your impression of Daniel Jones last week?
Well, what else could he do? He checked every box, you know, and honestly, the two things that I liked that he did the most, in my opinion, one, incredibly assertive. There was no question. Drop back, plant, look, fire. No hesitation whatsoever. He knew exactly where he wanted to go with the ball, and he was pinpoint accurate. I thought that was very, very, very important. The second thing was he had complete command, from what I understand from talking to his teammates, complete command in the huddle. So not only was he physically up to the task and did what he had to do at each snap, he also ran the plays efficiently from the huddle. The players understood that he was on board. He knew what he was trying to do and showed the leadership that a quarterback has to have when he leads his team up to the line of scrimmage.
Some of the receivers, because there's a lot of kids getting opportunities. Darius Slayton's back on the field. He had a hamstring issue. This Reggie White Jr. we've heard a lot about. Tell us about some of these receivers that have been impressive who are trying to take advantage of some openings right now because of the injury and the suspension of Golden Tate.
Well, there are two guys in particular that you have to talk about. Number one is T.J. Jones. 4 years with the Lions. He was a teammate of Golden Tate in Detroit. Interesting story. This guy's brother, Malachi Jones, is an Arena League football all-star. His godfather is Rocket Ismail, who you remember from Notre Dame, as well as the NFL and the CFL. So football runs in his blood. He is as tough as nails, very smart player, a pro's pro. Winds up coming to the Giants when Sterling Shepard gets hurt because he was a free agent on the street. And I got to be honest with you, Evan, I don't understand why he was on the street. He is a pro's pro. And here's the thing, okay? Not only did he learn everything within 2 weeks, he said Golden Tate actually did a great job, his former Lions teammate, of coaching him up and getting him acclimated to what the Giants wanted to do. He goes out there, and he's like, he plays so much bigger than he is. You know, he's not a big guy. He's barely 6 feet. And he goes out there, and he is just so rugged and so physical. And he caught every pass thrown to him last week against the Jets. I think it was 6 targets for 72 yards, made a perfect adjustment on the fourth quarter touchdown catch. And he goes back there and he returns kicks. I'm telling you, keep an eye on Jones. I think he's going to be on the 53. I'd be shocked if he's not. And considering that he was a late injury replacement, that's a hell of a trip for him to make from that point to being on the 53. But I'd be shocked if he doesn't make it. So that's one guy you need to continue to look at. And then the other guy, you mentioned Reggie White, the Monmouth rookie, undrafted free agent, caught 4 balls against the Jets last week. He's had a really nice training camp. I tend to think he's going to be left off the 53 and he'd be a primetime practice squad guy. But that's just my opinion right now, because I don't think that you can substitute the experience of a Latimer or a Russell Shepard with or a Benny Fowler, who, by the way, has had a terrific camp and caught back-to-back passes from Jones, darts against the Jets inside the right sideline and then the back right corner of the end zone for the touchdown. You can't replace their experience with a guy like Reggie White and expect to move forward. So I think he's going to lose out to those vets and wind up being a practice squad guy.
Talking to Paul DeTino about the Giants, they get set for preseason game number two. How about some of these corners? DeAndre Baker, the first-round pick, is banged up. Corey Ballantyne, I know, has been very impressive in camp. And what about Sam Beal? He was the guy taken in that the supplemental draft last year.
Yes.
And he's been bothered. Was it a hamstring issue he's still dealing with, Beal?
Yeah, the first week of the real training camp, he had a groin and a hammy. And he's been working on the side with the trainers now, doing a lot of stuff for the past week, looking pretty spry, doing high steps and back pedals. My understanding is that it's pretty close to being ready. And they think he's going to be able to play against the Bengals next week in preseason game number 3. He had a terrific spring, but again, his summer has been sidetracked because of the injury. So now he's been bypassed on the depth chart by Ballantyne. And as you know, he had that interception last week against the Jets. Did get called for pass interference. Did have a missed tackle or two. Certainly making the jump from D2. It's a big one for him. But it looks like he is certainly prepared to fight tooth and nail to move his way up the depth chart. You'll see Ballantyne obviously a lot tonight. You'll see some of Antonio Hamilton tonight, the veteran who has been really good on special teams for the Giants last year and even here during training camp. He's going to get a bunch of snaps at corner as well. Baker's got the sore knee. They dodged a bullet with him. It turned out not to be an ACL, just a sore knee. And I believe he's going to be ready to practice probably in time for the Bengals game. Whether or not he sees action in that game, I don't know. But they feel as though that that's a minor situation. He'll be ready to reclaim the starting job as soon as he's able to get back on the field.
This is the third. They have 3 games of the 4 preseason games they play against teams they're going to face in the regular season. Do you expect them to hold back some things because of the fact they're going to see the Bears down the road?
Well, they are doing that. There's no question that Coach Shermer made it very clear to us that because 3 of these opponents will be regular season games as well, he is going to be ultra careful about pulling stuff back. But to be honest with you, Evan, his MO anyway in the preseason, he's one of those guys who is more concerned about cleaning up the execution than he is about trying different styles of plays. And I get that because there are two kinds of coaches. There are two frames of thought in the preseason. One is you want to try all these different things that you're going to want to try during the regular season because you just want to give them a look-see. It's an experimental kind of phase. Then there are these other coaches who say, look, these are just some of the things that we want to make sure our guys can do. And let's just polish up those kinds of things. And I think Shurmur kind of leans in that regard in terms of how he approaches these exhibition games. Now, at the same time, they play Cincinnati next week, a team they will not play in the regular season. If he's going to bring out some things, you'll probably see them in the Bengals game.
Mm. Well, we'll be listening tonight, Paul. You're doing the game on the radio tonight, right?
Yeah, I got all four radio preseason play-by-plays with Sean O'Hara in the booth with me.
Awesome.
And really enjoyed doing last week's game. Of course, we split the signal, which is an FAN first, very historic. Mark Chernoff was very proud about that, and he should be. It was a big deal. And I got to do Daniel Jones' first touchdown pass, even though it didn't count.
And you'll do it tonight. Same thing, splitting the signal here on 660. Paul, we appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Evan. Good to see you.
Have a good broadcast. Paul DeTino will be calling the game tonight on 660. The Yankee game will be on 101.9 FM. The Giants preseason game number 2 against the Bears.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.